Introduction. For 30 years, I've been developing psychological insights into human nature with strategies to enhance the quality of people's lives and relationships. In 1998, I wrote a book called Never Be Lied to Again that introduced specifically formulated techniques to help people detect deception in their everyday lives. Nearly a decade later, I wrote You Can Read Anyone, which was a follow-up to the first book and updated the science of reading people. Now, roughly another decade later, thanks to emerging research in psycholinguistics, neuroscience, and the cognitive and behavioral sciences, this new book takes a quantum leap forward. I will introduce you to the most advanced, cutting-edge methods in profiling people, which will give you near telepathic abilities. In any situation, from a casual conversation to an in-depth negotiation, you will find what people really think and feel, regardless of what they claim. You will be privy to what lies deep in their subconscious mind, even when they themselves may be in denial and unwilling or unable to confront their thoughts, feelings, and fears on a conscious level. Mind Reader covers brand new ground and relies little on age-old, outdated body language signs and signals. Many experts, for example, claim that crossed arms and legs suggest defensiveness or disagreement. While this interpretation is not technically wrong, you will get a lot of false positives if your subject is seated in a cold room in a chair without an armrest. And yes, little or no direct eye contact is a classic sign of deception, but the bad guys already know this. So unless your subject is a 5-year-old caught with his hand in an actual cookie jar, you'll need more sophisticated tactics. More chillingly, how do you accurately read a psychotic person who believes his own lies? Or a sociopath who looks you straight in the eyes and swears up and down on a stack of Bibles that he's telling the truth? We can now also move well beyond stereotypical strategies for reading people that purport to reveal stunning insights into the psyche based on superficial observations of dress. Does a religious pendant reflect deeply held spiritual values? Not necessarily. Maybe the person is wearing one to offset guilt because she lives antithetically to such ideals. Maybe she wears it for sentimental reasons, perhaps because it was her grandmother's. Do a power suit and well-shined shoes indicate ambition, and are sweatpants a sign of laziness? Not at all. Perhaps someone dresses casually because she's comfortable in her own skin and doesn't care what others think. Then again, maybe she's grossly insecure but wants to appear not to care. Another stalwart favorite is to extrapolate assumptions based on a single behavior. But this is nonsense. Just because your friend is always late doesn't necessarily mean he's inconsiderate. Maybe he's a perfectionist who has to have everything just right before he leaves. Maybe he gets an adrenaline rush by waiting until the last minute. Maybe his mother always insisted that he be on time and is leading a subconscious rebellion. Maybe he's a bit spacey and loses track of time. If we rely on surface assumptions, the opportunities to misread people are endless. So, what does work? The techniques I'll teach you herein draw from multiple disciplines. I teach these methods to the FBI's Elite Behavioral Analysis Unit, the CIA, the NSA, almost every branch of the U.S. military, and law enforcement agencies around the world. All you have to do is pay attention to a few key elements, which will unveil a near magical magnifying glass into a person's state of mind, his thoughts and feelings, and most valuably, the degree of his integrity and emotional health. Best of all, many of the techniques work without the need for interacting with your subject, oftentimes merely from listening to a conversation, speech, or recording, such as a voicemail message, or even from reading an email. The ability to read people without having to see them is ever more vital in an age when face masks and video conferencing can render even reliable facial and body language signs completely inert. In the chapters to come, I'll show you, step by step, how to tell exactly what someone is thinking in real-life situations. For example, you will see precisely how to determine whether a person is trustworthy or dishonest, whether a coworker is troubled or just plain moody, or whether a first date is going your way or going south. And when the stakes are high, negotiations, interrogations, questions of abuse, theft, or fraud, you'll learn how to save yourself time, money, energy, and heartache by identifying who has your best interests at heart and who does not. The reason my work is so widely used by law enforcement is because the techniques are easy to use and uncannily accurate, but only when used responsibly. I urge you not to abandon reason and common sense, or for that matter, a relationship, due to a 2-second surface read. It would be reckless to base your assumptions of a person's honesty, integrity, or intentions, let alone their emotional health, on an offhand remark or fleeting interaction. Throughout this book, single-sentence examples are used to illustrate the psychology. In real life, it would be prudent to rely on longer speech or writing samples before making any determination. As we will see throughout the book, a single, casual reference may not mean anything, but a consistent pattern of syntax reveals everything. When there's a lot on the line, take the time to build a reliable profile. Although this book is categorized into multiple parts and chapters, the methods I aim to teach you in each chapter are designed to build on the previous ones and should be folded into the process to enhance your overall assessment. As you learn more about others, my hope is that you will also come to learn more about yourself, and that with greater self-awareness, you will gain the opportunity to enhance your own emotional health, life, and relationships. Enjoy a predictive edge in every conversation and situation, and in life itself, when you gain the ability to know what anyone is really thinking, what they really want, and who they really are. Poker Corner. The game of poker is, in many ways, a psychological lab of human behavior and serves as a wonderful real-life metaphor in which tactics can be employed to read people. Even if you're unacquainted with the game, I think you will enjoy these insights and applications as we move through the book.